from KQED.
Now on to San Francisco, where the sheriff, Ross Mercurimi, has been charged with domestic violence. The case is generating massive news coverage and charges of a prosecution tainted by local politics. On Friday, a three-judge panel ruled that a key piece of video evidence can be used in the upcoming trial. The 55-second clip reportedly has Mercurimi's wife, Eliana Lopez, crying and showing a neighbor bruises on her arm after an argument with her husband. Despite the video, Lopez, who's a telenovela star from Venezuela, is defending her husband.
I know what violence, domestic violence, is. And the real violence here is against me, is to put a family apart.
Mercurimi is facing three misdemeanor charges, including battery related to domestic violence and child endangerment, since the alleged incident happened in front of their young son. Initially, the court banned Mercurimi from having any contact with his wife or his son. Some, including Lopez, thought it was too harsh.
I feel like I am a ball, and everybody's using my family, myself, in a political game just for destroy Ross.
The last charge, that politics are driving this prosecution, is endorsed by former San Francisco Mayor Art Agnos.
Ross is not a violent person.
Agnos, like Mercurimi, is on the political left in a very liberal city that's been drifting ever so slightly toward the center lately. But last year, Mercurimi beat a more conservative candidate, strongly backed by the Police Officers Union and the district attorney, moving him from the Board of Supervisors to the sheriff's office. Agnos believes the aggressive pursuit of Mercurimi is a kind of political payback.
It's no secret that Ross has had a bad relationship or a difficult political relationship with the now DA and then police chief. They disagreed over community policing in his district and in the city. So there is a history there that is not a good one.
These charges against Mercurimi exploded just days before he was scheduled to take office, back in January. In his first public comments, Mercurimi said the matter was a private one between him and his wife. That notion infuriated domestic violence activists, including Karen Black.
That turns back the clock like 30, 40 years on the work of advocates who have, you know, really spent a career making sure that it's not a private matter, that it is in fact recognized as a crime.
Shortly after Mercurimi's statement, Black's organization, La Casa de las Madres, raised money for a San Francisco billboard. It read, "Domestic violence is never a private matter." Mercurimi's supporters say his treatment has been overly severe. They cite, among other things, the fact that he's never been charged with violence before. UC Hastings law professor Rory Little says cases like this are often resolved quickly and quietly, especially if there's no serious physical injury to the spouse or children.
It's often because the spouse does decide that she doesn't want to tear up their entire life. And with mediation and with some court supervision, you can prevent a further incident.
But Little disagrees with charges the case is driven by politics, especially given the dramatic video where Mercurimi's wife describes her injuries.
If you're a prosecutor in a domestic violence unit and you are given that kind of evidence, this is not a close case. In fact, you would have seen some incredibly heavy criticism of the government had they not charged this case, particularly since he's a high-ranking public official and a law enforcement official.
Because of all the media attention, Mercurimi's lawyer wants the trial moved out of San Francisco. And in the early stages of jury selection, hundreds of potential jurors have been dismissed. But law professor Rory Little thinks taking the case out of liberal San Francisco could end up hurting Mercurimi.
Normally, there's a conservative sympathy for law enforcement agents. At the same time, there's a real dislike of law enforcement agents who are domestic violence batterers. So it seems to me to be a sort of amazing gamble.
If this case goes to trial, it could expose not only Mercurimi's personal life, but also the soft underbelly of San Francisco politics, with its penchant for colorful personalities and petty feuds. Through it all, domestic violence activists, including Karen Black from La Casa de las Madres, hopes it will be a teachable moment.
And that the whole community really embraces it as a public health and a public safety problem for the city, and that we all come together to stop it.
Mercurimi has resisted calls to step aside until this matter is resolved. He could negotiate a plea agreement to avoid trial, and if he's ever convicted, he could be removed from office by the mayor and the Board of Supervisors. In any case, his political future is much less bright than it was on Election Day.